No one knows the origin of the Song of Solomon. As we have it, it's a collection of love songs, arranged as a kind of drama with male and female speakers and a chorus of onlookers. Sometimes those songs are about the fulfillment of physical love, and sometimes they're about the agonies of separation and suffering. Not surprisingly, given how very intense the celebration is here of erotic love, there's been a lot of controversy about the interpretation of the book. Both Jews and Christians have for many centuries seen it as a sort of allegory, a symbolic story, about the love between God and God's people, or the love between God and the individual's soul. The original Hebrew is quite difficult. It's not clear what particular images or particular phrases exactly mean, and that gives any translation something of a dreamlike quality, a sense of drifting events and pictures and images, almost an erotic haze. And the King James Version makes the most of this aspect of drift. It captures the breathing in and out of the Hebrew line of poetry. Something is said slowly and thoughtfully, and the second half of the line responds and takes it a bit further. It's worth noticing something that's really very typical of the King James Version: the way in which it uses sequences of vowels and soft consonants, and how at climactic important moments, monosyllables come in. Comely with rows of jewels, he feedeth among the lilies, a young heart among the mountains of spices. And then, delivering an unanswerable punch, love is strong as death.